You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Monster Wall, Jay.
That didn't go right.
Really?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Okay, baseball season's over. You want to talk about Mike Tomlin, Roethlisberger? What should we do?
No, let's talk about that $324 million man.
What's wrong with y'all, man? What happened?
It's so bad.
What's going on?
Well, Gerrit Cole had the hamstring. He has not been good in September because he hasn't been able to hit his locations, and he wasn't good last night.
Can we just talk about when we first walked in the studio today?
Yes, please.
Come around the corner. Max and I are having a conversation.
And
who else is dressed in blue and white from head to toe?
Well, they are playing.
Yeah, but he just does it because you know how he is. Like, he just it's like rubbing salt in the wound. Like, that's what he loves to do.
So, in other words, you're telling me my outfit is planned.
Yes, it's choreographed. Yes, it is. I know you.
Is your sweater planned?
Yes, I'm on my Maurice Chestnut kick today.
So you don't like my Dodger hookup?
It's actually a good question, philosophically. What drives you as a sports fan or as a person? Is it hate? Like, do you want to rub it in, or is it love for your team? When you put on that Dodgers jacket this morning, was it like, I'm going to let Max and Jay have it? Or is it like, I'm just supporting my team?
I don't need to say anything. It was already ready to go yesterday. Laid out on the floor. It was already ready to go.
I think he's just supporting the Dodgers.
I believe that, but that's how Keith thinks, right? Yes. He doesn't need to say anything because that speaks for itself.
No, he's gotten
that's Dodgers, a jab itself.
He's gotten you to a paranoid state now, which is, I think, how he wants it. Now you have to question everything.
You know the Dodgers play tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. They take on the Redbirds of St. Louis. Max Scherzer's on the mound for us. So
it's like the first day of school for Key. You know what I mean? That first day of school, like, oh, playoff star? Yeah.
No, look, the Dodgers
fly?
The Dodgers hired the best front office. First, they got bought by, like, the richest group.
I don't want to hear anything then about analytics and all that.
Then they hired the best front office.
I see what you're doing,
and then
Max.
They started dominating baseball.
I see what you're doing.
And the Yankees' front office is a good one. It's not the best one. It's a good one. But, you know.
Man, here's
is that
what,
good enough?
Here's the problem with the Yankees. They ran out of time, and they didn't play well when they needed to.
Yeah.
They played well late. And if they would have played well early, and those injuries wouldn't have caught up to them or been there, they wouldn't have been in the position of a wild card situation one and done. They would have actually had a runway.
But you notice how really, really next level well-run teams seem to not have bad luck.
Because you wouldn't be sitting here having a fit because the players that they actually have are good.
They're not bad players.
It's a flawed
roster, though.
The Red Sox have also showed that they could reset. They can build a team around a reset where the Yankees have built a team around heavy hitters, right?
Like, this was the reset for the Red Sox. The Red Sox, this was the rebuild year.
We have heavy hitters, too.
We're not talking about your team right now.
I'm just saying, we got home runners, too. Home runners.
But see, we've had shaky defense. There have been, like, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on, man.
Great bullpen.
Gallo, Rizzo come in midseason. You try to help the defense out. This doesn't help. Pitching, other than Cole, has been questionable. There's been a lot of issues.
Well, Cole has been great. Got hurt. Was not good recently. He was not resourceful enough. Like, you see some pitchers who are very resourceful. Even if they're hurt or they don't have their best stuff, they can figure out a way. He did not figure it out last night.
Clayton Kershaw.
You mentioned Gerrit Cole. Yankees $324 million ace could not get through three innings of the AL wildcard game.
Cody
How many innings? How many?
He got six outs, so he pitched into the third.
Three. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to hear it again,
so it registered.
The Red Sox were supposed to be rebuilding this year, move on to face the Rays, who have a tiny payroll compared to the Yankees and Red Sox. Here is Gerrit Cole on his performance.
At the end of the season, we're all going through and wearing whatever we've had to, overcome to get to this point. You know, the other team's dealing with same kind of situation. So when it's all said and done, I didn't perform the way I wanted to perform tonight.
Can you describe the disappointment you're feeling not getting the job done?
Sick to my stomach.
Well, that's good. At least he feels the right way about it. You know, the problem with the Yankees, and you see Astros did it recently, the Dodgers did it. When you are ready to win, even if it's expensive to go get that premium ace, do it. Ooh. Even if it costs you a lot of prospects, a lot of money, do it. The Yankees were ready to win a couple years ago. Cashman did not have the stomach to go complete the deal for someone like Verlander or Cole or someone like that. Now, Cole is on a very flawed team that wasn't quite ready to win. The Dodgers, the Astros, when they're ready to win, Max Scherzer ain't going to San Diego. Mm-hmm. He's going to L.A. They understand there's a tide in the affairs of men. You got it. Like, now is the moment. Strike. And they did it. The Yankees missed their moment, and then they pulled the trigger on their ace dude after they were ready to win.
Can I tell you the cherry on top, I think, for Yankee faithful, even, you know, Garrett Whitlock closing the game out. Like, he was once a big-time Yankee prospect, right? It's just like things like that when they close out one run in the ninth, he's able to close. It's just like those are things that just come around to haunt you.
Yeah, and then
it comes around to haunt you.
Third base coach Phil Nevin waving him. Aaron Judge with the plays in front of Phil Nevin. He can see he's going to be a dead duck. And Aaron Boone covered for him after the game. Well, it was going to be like a weird hop. That's Boone just covering for his guy.
Well, Mookie Betts would have made it, but go ahead.
Jeez.
Mookie Betts is a better player than anyone on the Yankees, except for Aaron Judge when he's healthy is on that level. Much more on this game throughout the show, unfortunately. This is the worst part of the job when your team loses and you just can't escape it. You can't just turn it off. Including Buster Olney at 8 a.m. and Jessica Mendoza at 9:30. Who are you rooting for now, Jay, rest of the playoffs?
Nobody.
I'll root
for the Dodgers.
Me
just
too.
I'll root
for the Dodgers rest
like
of the
now life. I just want to see it. Now I want to see them go back. You don't need me. I'm not saying you need me.
Voodoo and juju around us. We good.
It's need time to put some for sage Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. For Straight Talk, let's hear something Keyshawn Johnson said yesterday about Aaron Rodgers.
What did I do now?
On ESPN Milwaukee's Homer and Tony show.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to lose him, especially if they do what they're capable of doing, which is winning and winning it all. I don't think they're going to lose him despite whatever demands he had. I just believe it's very difficult to walk away from a winning situation. Tom Brady didn't walk away from a winning situation. Tom Brady walked away from a losing proposition in the end.
Mm. Very smart of that guy, whoever that voice was, yes. Because it sounds like he woke up in the middle of something.
That sounds like Coach Keyshawn Johnson 20 years from now.
You in that REM sleep. That's when you woke up.
That was that 4 o'clock look at the pillow, and there's some white residue right there because I have some stuff dripping down the side.
Oh, what was that number I have to call again? Hey.
Yeah, that's the way I feel because, man, I was on with Milwaukee, and we were talking to Aaron Rodgers in Milwaukee sports, obviously, in Green Bay. And my feeling is, in a situation like this, I believe if you win a Super Bowl, and I'm only talking about win. When I say win, I'm talking about the Super Bowl. I'm not talking about going to the playoffs, winning a lot of games. The Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl. Why would he leave? What's the point?
Leave on a high note.
To do what?
Well, to go to a – it's hard to repeat. Right? To go to another team that's, on the Packers level.
But your chances of repeating with your current team that just won the Super Bowl is greater than going to a Pittsburgh with a bad offensive line, a young running back, a defense that is okay, could be better.
Yep.
It's just a whole – you know what I'm saying? Like,
I
it's
do.
Just hard to do that when you win. Tom Brady saw it for 2 or 3 years after they won in 2018 the Super Bowl. He was like, they beat the Rams. They squeaked to that win. It took a Gronkowski catch.
Tampa was clearly a better situation than New England.
Yes. My only caveat on that would be, because football related, that makes all the sense in the world if you win a Super Bowl with Green Bay. I hear what you're saying. I just wonder personally if you miss the shot every time with a can. You miss it every time with the can.
No worries.
Thanks for shooting it in the middle of my sentence. Anyway, I would say that the personal relationship with his fiance, if she's stationed out west because that's where she needs to be for work, Yes, show the can. That's the can that Keith shoots at the garbage can in the middle of when
that's
I'm talking.
The evidence. Yes. That's the evidence,
Your Honor. A misshot by Keith. Shocking. That would be the only thing. Personal reasons. Maybe I want to be somewhat closer so that commute when I have to see my significant other doesn't have to be as far. That's all I'm saying. Maybe there's something personal there. That's all.
Plane, trains, and automobiles.
I hear you.
That's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Going to get back into this at some point. We're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, are you taking the Packers or the field as Aaron Rodgers' team in 2022? Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed or call-in line. Hey, Evan, we should say Aaron Rodgers if he wins the Super Bowl in Green Bay or the field. Yeah. If Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl with Green Bay, yes. Are you taking Green Bay as his team next year or the field, every Ooh. Other team? Okay, so 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Another future Hall of Famer whose future is very much in question.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Sean, Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. Big Ben is struggling. Dan Orlovsky called for him to be benched. So naturally, head coach Mike Tomlin was asked about his aging quarterback yesterday.
Continuing with the Ben questions, is he the best quarterback for this offense? And if so, what makes him that way?
Absolutely. What have you seen on film that looks fixable from the quarterback position as opposed to maybe the fact that this guy can't play at the same level he did 10 years ago?
Everything except mobility. I don't have an answer for that, or lack thereof, man. Ben used to be able to run really good when he was young. Those days are behind him. Other than that, I don't see much that's not a discussion in terms of technical alterations or quality of play that can be improved.
Yeah, I think there's probably some stuff that Mike Tomlin certainly sees in these situations. I was telling you that, first of all, I told y'all yesterday or the day before, whenever we was having this Big Ben conversation after the game on Sunday, that you cannot – that was Sunday because Dan was here with Orlovsky. And I said that there's nothing behind him. They're not moving on from Big Ben. And obviously you, Max, and Jay, and Dan disagreed with me and felt like, why? Because they're not. Mike Tomlin, the head coach, just said it.
What did you see just then on that video, Key?
Oh, no, yeah, I was looking at the video, and the pass to Juju down the seam wasn't on Big Ben. It's on Juju. Juju, run!
So when
he's
when
running
Mike Tomlin
with his shoulders to the side. You cannot run like this. You have to run with your shoulders square so you can pick up the speed to go get the football. Look at him running to the side. You're never going to get open like that.
Wow.
You're never going to get open that way.
So that's not
and
on
I would,
Roethlisberger.
No, hell no. So, and I would tell Juju if I saw him right now, why in the hell are you running with your shoulders to the side like an airplane?
So when Tomlin says, what I see the difference is the mobility, otherwise he can operate, do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. He can't move, which is a huge problem, right? I mean, he can't move. But if you could protect him in a certain situation.
Which they also can't.
Where he could just slide a little bit. His arm strength is there. He could deliver the football. But what happens in these situations, if I'm teeing off on you and you can't get out the way, think about boxing. If you can't move, what are they going to do?
That's what it
always is.
They're
going to jump in the ring with the white thing and, no, because you're getting pounded. Dudes are beating your head in. So you have to protect your fighter.
So why is it they have not devoted more resources to fixing the line? If anything, the line got not worse, but –
it's not that they haven't devoted the resources. They felt – so what happens in these situations is we feel one way, right, Jay, about mm-hmm. players. Mm-hmm. But they see what they see. And they go, oh, we could protect it. We could do this. We like him. You say, well, why didn't they go draft an offensive lineman aside?
Yeah.
They're like, why would we spend $10 million on this guy when we think that this individual is better for us than spending the money on somebody because we're going to develop a young guy. We're going to develop Zach Banner. We like Zach Banner. We're going to develop him. Well, they can go out and get somebody in the draft, or they can go out and sign somebody in free agency, but they look at it different than we do because they've seen these players in practice. They're watching the film. They're saying this guy at this in this protection is better. But then it doesn't work the way that they want it to, and now they're in a situation where they're now, and they're trying to piecemeal it together and fix it.
So you also have a new OC, Matt Canada. We talked about this multiple times before on the show. I guess the question is, if you're going to ride with Ben until you're mathematically eliminated, considering that he is your –
that's what I would do.
Your franchise legend, you're going to pay that homage, that respect. Okay, he's our best option for now. Where do you go after that? Obviously, we see the flirtation of every time Aaron Rodgers talks about a team or when he talks about Mike Tomlin, it turns into a different story. We saw them catch eye contact, the smile. That turns into a meme. That turns into headlines everywhere. You know, if you're talking about if Rudolph isn't it, if Dwayne Haskins isn't it, I've heard multiple Pittsburgh Steelers fans ask me about Deshaun Watson.
But Jay,
like, is he just not involved in the equation anymore?
According to what you said, Key, mm-hmm. Dwayne Haskins, if they're thinking, wait, we could develop these young guys on the offensive line, then a plan would sort of make sense. Dwayne Haskins, he's not ready yet, but maybe by the end of this year, heading into next year, you think that's their plan?
They see things different than we do. We're people on the outside, not on the inside.
Yep.
So we don't know. We're looking at it, we're like, ah, Dwayne Haskins is a Washington football team. Oh, God, all he did was do this and do that. He can't play. We saw preseason game. Ah! And so first thing we say is, no, this guy's better. Much like the Cam Newton situation with Mac Jones. We see Cam and go, they should play Cam. They see it and go, nah, we shouldn't play Cam. Mm. We need to play Mac Jones because he gives us the best chance to win. They look at the situation and they say to themselves, Big Ben gives us the best chance to win right now. But next year, they cut bait with Rudolph, right? Let's just assume. They say, I have Rudolph out. Haskins in. We draft a guy, bring another guy in to compete with Haskins. And then in the end, they say Haskins is the guy because they've seen more than we have. And that's what happens in sports, especially in our job that we do. We're not there every single day.
You know what you're saying that makes sense to me also is – if you have an organization like Pittsburgh that's very competitive, they have earned the benefit of the doubt.
No question.
You know, if they're not, no team is going to be good every year forever. There are going to be little peaks and valleys, like little dips down as you prepare to go on to the next phase. Pittsburgh has earned the benefit of the doubt where if they have a period of 1 or 2 years where everything's not perfect, they have earned that. Of us saying, okay, you know what? They have a plan, and usually their plans work out pretty well.
I just, even watching Kobe Bryant in his last year, it wasn't the same, but there were moments you're like, man, like that's still Kobe to a degree. Same with Michael. Big Ben's QBR is 36. I'm just saying what it is. Like, it's hard to watch.
What it is.
Jeter with the Yankees, Kobe with the Lakers, maybe Big Ben with the Steelers. That last year where it's like, you know what? You got this one. Kershaw with the Dodgers. Although they won the World Series.
Series, yeah.
Big Ben or the field to finish the season as Steelers quarterback.
Yes, that is correct. Max Kellerman's here with us.
That's correct.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Why do you have this voice?
Because that's the Max Kellerman voice.
Is it?
That's yes, that is Max Kellerman.
Well,
this
in that
just
case,
in. Just in. Yes.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on the Goodyear Hotline were going to play Take the Field with the great Dominique Foxworth. Dominique in studio giving the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No
up,
contract,
Nick?
No compromise.
What's happening? I mean, y'all boys up early, boy. Like, it's an energy. Y'all been up since, like...
3:30.
Look at you. Yeah. You struggling?
I'm just waking up. I'm fighting through. I'm going to find this energy somewhere.
So think about it, Neat. You played nine years.
Seven. Right?
Seven. You played 7 years. You had to wake up to go to the facility this time.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go.
Oh, no. I'm going to find it. I just wanted to point out. I was more just marveling at you guys, how impressive it is that I come in here 6 o'clock for my get-up meeting, and y'all already rolling.
Marvel some more, because we had primetime football games Sunday, Monday night, and then the playoffs last night.
You want me to bring the morale down right now? I'll do it.
No,
you want me to do it?
No.
Well, the Yankees are out of the playoffs, and the Dodgers are in.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts.
I watched the game last night.
Waking up to go to the facilities is different waking up coming on our show, though. You have to be on.
That's true.
But in the facilities, though.
Yeah, but you can chill. You can sit in your locker. You can get some
food. But you still, and it depends on what team you with. See, because certain coaches will have you lifting when you get there in the morning opposed to after practice.
That's true, but you can sneak around the weight room. When you in here with the camera on your face and a mic in front of you, ain't no hiding.
Instead of them 8 reps, you give them 6.
You give them 6.
You're like,
somehow a plate don't make it on there. You just yell.
Ah! That's it, 1 rep,
I could never get away with that, man. They used to watch
the 35s on instead of the 45.
Well, because you used to lift like a tight end. You used to do a lot of weight, right?
No, they just paid attention to me.
Yeah.
Built like a tight end.
All right.
You know.
Evan, are you ready to play Take the Field?
I am ready to play Take the Field.
And I heard what you said, you little.
Are you ready?
That's your physical.
To play
your
Take
physical
the Field. Dominique Foxworth, senior writer of The Undefeated.
I mean, yes. Dominique, you've seen Key. Like, he's built like a tight end in today's game.
Oh, I mean, he's also a distinguished author. Like, I mean, you can be built like a tight end when you're writing books.
Thank you.
He ain't running routes no more. It's fine.
And I'm not built like a damn tight end. What are you talking about? I'm just naturally big.
But tight ends are big. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but no, tight ends. Have you seen tight ends?
I mean, that Waller
Darren Waller?
Guy.
Them dudes is 6'8", 6'9", 260.
What's Darren Waller? What's his size?
He's probably 6'6", huh?
6.
Too big for me.
Yeah, he's big.
That's all I know. I mean, I see him play, and I see Tyreek Hill play, and I'm real comfortable sitting right where I'm at.
Kelsey.
What? Darren Waller, 6'6", 256?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelsey, them dudes.
He took that ball off that man's back on Monday night. That was not – that touchdown.
When I was a kid, that was an offensive lineman, for real.
Well, hell, damn him, Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. All them dudes be big, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, so Key said this on ESPN Milwaukee. He said that Aaron Rodgers, if the Packers keep winning, will stay with the Packers in 2022.
No.
So you taking
– Super Bowl.
You said if they keep winning.
No. He was very clear, Evan. He said not just if they're winning whatever – if they win a Super Bowl. That is true.
We that was the conversation, though, Evan. The conversation was a Super Bowl. I'm not.
Right. So if the Packers win the Super Bowl, are you taking Aaron Rodgers or the field for next year's team? You taking the Packers or the field?
I got you. I got the question. It's all right. You made a mistake. We all mess up. I say I got him leaving still. Mm. I almost feel like it's more likely that he leaves. Then he leaves without anybody being angry at him. He's like, I gave you what you needed, gave you two Super Bowls, one of my last year. Now leave me alone. Let me go enjoy the rest of my Tom Brady and deep into my 40s.
Kawhi style, I wanna go. Right? Yeah. Here's the chip, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, that, I almost think that's more likely because if he cares at all about what the fans think, like the front office, they're going to be mad no matter what. If he cares about what the fans think, then he's in a better position. It's almost like if they don't get to the Super Bowl, he might feel like he should stay, but more than anything, he just wants the hell out of there, probably.
See, I think he stays if you win a Super Bowl. It's just very difficult to abandon a Super Bowl winning team. You're abandoning a Super Bowl winning team to go and try and find another team to win a Super Bowl. Unlike Brady. Tom,
that's fair.
They had me and Dominique out there running routes for Tom Brady as right now. Not when we played, but right now. Tom's like, man, I got the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Y'all getting ready to sabotage my last couple great years in the National Football League. Plus, I don't like being treated like I'm 20 years old. Aaron Rodgers got everything he wanted, right, Jay? Yeah. They said, hey, you want Randall Cobb? Cool, we'll go get Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb was in witness protection the last couple of years in Houston. Now all of a sudden,
touchdowns.
Yeah, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, Randall Cobb, give me an extension.
I also feel like it's kind of a fool's errand to try to get into the psyche of Aaron Rodgers. Like, I have no idea. Like, I'm putting my own, like, feelings on it. It's like, if I was in this situation, I would probably feel more comfortable leaving after winning a Super Bowl, I think. But also, I never won a Super Bowl. Key knows what it's like to win a Super Bowl and then to want to come back and defend it. But I also don't know what it's like to be Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't know what would be going on in his head sometimes. So
I think winning a Super Bowl, I think how he wins a Super Bowl will speak volumes about it, right? Like how his relationships are with the people that he's had issues with prior. If that could be patched, maybe he stays. But I still see the personal side of things that I think we just don't pay attention to. Like, if he wants to create something different with his fiance slash wife, like that's going to be their decision, not his decision anymore.
Can you be a fiance slash wife?
Well, you're on your way to becoming the wife. That's why.
You're a fiance.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. That is the state of becoming.
I should probably just retract it. Fiance.
I'll say this: what Key said. I always thought this, but this is why I think he's out of there. If they win, especially Dominique, is that if you took every quarterback off of every roster and said, who, if you dropped Aaron Rodgers in, would have a great chance to win a Super Bowl? The Packers would be one of those teams. You look at the Packers. Yeah. Boy, if they had Aaron Rodgers, they have Aaron Rodgers. But that's already been the case. So that tells me this is not about football. This is about things other than just football. And Aaron Rodgers, you drop on a lot of teams.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, ooh, and the Broncos are one of those teams, for example. I think he's out.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers come up too. I mean, I think you're right. He wants out of there. What's up?
No, I was going to say, but see, people say the Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going from a really good situation in Green Bay to not such a good situation in Pittsburgh, right? Offensive line.
Right.
I mean,
I don't think it's a perfect situation, but, and also, like, if you've spent your whole career in Green Bay, I'm going somewhere else. It ain't going to be Pittsburgh. Like, no disrespect to Pittsburgh, but it's a couple steps above Green Bay as far as a place to hang out. I grew up in Baltimore, so, like, I'm not trying to throw any shade. Baltimore's very similar to Pittsburgh, but
I always wondered.
You just did disrespect and throw shade.
I always wondered, Evan, I know we got to get to the next one. I always wondered when they drafted Trey Lance, does San Francisco believe that Green Bay likes Trey Lance? I always wondered that because if you look at San Francisco and you put
–
and that's where he's from, and you know,
That is some corkboard with yarn stuff right there. Yep. You are trying to find a serial killer
trying
with that.
String it together.
I'm a forensics expert.
No, that is amazing. If they had that type of foresight, that is incredible.
Get in there, Evan.
He's from out there, right? He grew up a San Francisco fan.
That's not going to happen. Let's move on.
Yeah, we'll see.
Ben Roethlisberger or the field to finish the season as the Steelers' starting quarterback. Dominique?
Field. Yeah. I mean, at some point, Ben Roethlisberger is going to have injury. Like, he's either going to get hurt or they're just going to be like, hey, we're out of this. No sense in exposing Ben to any of this going further. I don't see them having a successful season, so I'm not sure the reason to keep him in there. He's not like a developing young quarterback.
Yeah, I think when you look at the field, a little bit of what Dominique is saying, if he's hurt, that's a different story. If he's healthy, Ben Roethlisberger going to finish the season regardless. And Mike Tomlin is telling you that right now. Mike Tomlin said that yesterday, essentially, is he's our quarterback. He gives us the best chance to win.
Right.
Until they're mathematically eliminated, and I'm talking like week 13 type, they may go with somebody. But because of who he is and the whole deal and what he meant to the franchise, I just don't see where they're going to say move on. Different than Eli Manning. They drafted somebody. They haven't drafted anybody right. in Pittsburgh.
Considering his O-line, what percentage would you give Big Ben to finish the season healthy? And considering he can't move in the damn pocket. I got one leg, and I feel like I want to get out there and see if I can move better than him.
That's why Dominique's point is right. Either it's going to be a real injury or a quotations injury. But here's – and, Key, I hear what you're saying. This is a tough one. But if you're the Steelers and the plan was, let's have a look at Dwayne Haskins, who they didn't draft but they would have drafted maybe, then this, at some point this year that's the time to do it. When you're mathematically eliminated, whatever, week 12, week 13, you got to take a look at Haskins. Yeah, that's why it's such a hard question.
Yeah, they may do it at the end, the back end of the season. They may do it, but they're not doing it anytime soon.
But the question is, Roethlisberger or the field to finish the season as Steelers quarterback? That's why it's
tough. Well, he probably won't finish the season as the starting quarterback. Or if they start him, it'll be just starting him, and then he'll play a quarter, then all of a sudden they insert the young dudes in, something like that.
You know what, Evan? I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to say he does finish the season like he says – because it's Roethlisberger, they'll give him the start, and then they'll bring Haskins in, something
like
that.
And maybe I'm thinking, Evan, like something that I would do if I was running the team and I was the coach. I would do something like that.
You honor the dude and then also take a look at what you got.
Bye, see you later. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Hard to believe the Steelers beat the Bills in week one of the season, considering where those teams are. The Bills have two shutouts since, so the Bills or the field to get the next shutout in the NFL.
Shutouts are hard.
I don't even know who the Bills play next. Yeah. Who they got?
Chiefs.
Oh, well, that ain't going to happen.
that doesn't mean they'll get they got one this week.
They got the Jags on the schedule. They got Miami on the schedule. Miami wouldn't be a shutout.
They shut them out already.
I'm taking the field.
You're the only guy up here that played defense. Tell us.
My guess is as good as you guys. Whenever you get something or the field, I take the field. Just a safer bet. They've done it twice. You normally don't do it at all in the NFL all season. So
somebody
I don't see them doing
a
third
70-yard field goal on you just because they don't want to get shut out. This is what one of the reasons Vic Fangio is extremely upset, because his defense gave up 100 yards. That's why he's mad. No, they do. Dominique knows he plays defense. They get mad if you get a move. That's the thing. They get all mad.
Especially, I mean, Vic was a linebackers coach when I was in Baltimore, and it was a big thing. Their streak of stopping 100-yard rushers, not having 100-yard rushers. So they care about that. So they're in their meeting room. I'm sure they were talking about it all week. We got to stop the run. They're not going to run on us. They want to win the game, but they also want to walk back in the locker room and say, nobody runs on us.
100 yards. It's like what you say about like lists, how it's top seven, top two, it's whatever it is. What's it, 95 or 100 yards when you're going to win the game anyway? It's the same thing. It doesn't make it. You should have stopped them
at 60 yards and you'd have had a better chance to not get to 100.
Max, I'm going to take the Bills in this one, though, just because they play the Jags week 8.
There you go.
And I'm curious just to see what else happens with Urban Meyer. Like, I want to see where that team continues to go and what direction and where they'll be mindset-wise when they play them in week 8.
All right, Evan, let's go. Move along.
Key, your favorite quarterback, Kyler Murray, is the favorite at Caesars Sportsbook, +550 to win MVP. Kyler Murray or the field to win MVP. Jay, start with you.
I'm going Kyler Murray just because I want to double, triple down on Key in this air raid thing. Like, Nick, you have to understand, all last year I was big on Arizona. Granted, they made a couple plays. D-Hop made that incredible catch, those Jordan-like hands in the end zone. But look, they finished well. I thought they can continue to progress this year. Key does not like the air raid system, but I think Kyler Murray's different. I think they're the most entertaining team in football, them and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, let me correct you.
You can clarify, yes, because you do every single time.
Let me correct you. Last year, I did not like the air raid. This year, Cliff Kingsbury has done what I want him to do, which is run the damn football.
Well, he did it versus the Rams.
No, he's been running the ball all year long.
Yeah, but he did it heavy versus the Rams.
Since they got James Conner, they're running the football. Prior to that, they will not run the football. Neek can tell you as a defensive player. Now they're running the football. Doesn't mean that he won't get back to just throwing it every single
day. Wait. This is the first time I'm hearing you say you like what they're doing this year. You have not said this
running
before.
Running the ball. You got to run the football, Jay.
You have not said this in 4 weeks that we've talked about the Arizona Cardinals. You have not said that you like the fact
the conversation didn't need to come up. What the hell do I need to talk about something?
You see how always you framing stuff around?
I'm not framing anything.
Well, hold on. I actually remember this. Key, your objection was, in fact, that the air raid and all that stuff, you have to run the ball.
You have to run the ball.
Now, so what I want to know is, since you said that a couple weeks into the season, were they running the ball at that point?
Not at the volume, that clip that they ran it against the Rams.
Okay, but that's what Jay is saying.
I understand that. Now they're running the ball.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Help me.
It's good. There's nothing wrong with them running the ball now. If they continue to run the ball, then I like it.
You guys are not disagreeing on the facts.
Okay.
I mean, back to the original question, I got Kyler Murray. And I'm not a big fan of Cliff Kingsbury. His first year, I remember him running the ball more than I expected him to. But I don't think the air raid is – you can like – Kyler Murray to win the MVP.
I'm going to get up, man. I'm off the show.
And not like the air raid.
What happened? Why are you angry?
And not like the air raid. Because what happens in a lot of those games, their best plays are not well-designed Cliff Kingsbury specials. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, Keith is standing on the sideline.
It's Kyler making magic, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to come back in.
All right, we back now.
Now I'm going to come back in.
You didn't want to sit for that?
No. Well, he wanted somebody else to.
I need a person who plays defense.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Who could explain to my boy over here that it's not a Kyler Murray issue.
Yeah, no,
it is an air raid issue.
Absolutely not.
Kyler Murray, Mighty Mouse, runs around and does his thing, but it's off schedule plays. And if you contain him and don't let him get on the perimeter because you don't stay solid and sound in your fits, he's going to do that to you.
I hear you.
How does the run
game? I love
you,
Key. You're the only person I know that can give a slight and a compliment at the same time.
It's the truth.
No. I'm just saying Mighty Mouse running around making big plays.
Mighty Mouse is a hell of a nickname. Damon Stoudemire had Mighty Mouse. That's not a slight. And if I knew you back in Duke, I'd call you Mighty Mouse.
The last time Key walked off the show was when Tim Tebow signed with the Jaguars, which brings us to our last take the field. Urban Meyer or the field to finish the season as Jaguars head coach, Dominique?
Field.
See, I
up until yesterday, I was the guy who's like, he'll go through at least another season. But they want him out. He don't seem like he want to be there. The players don't want him there. Like, I feel like it's only a matter of time. They try to use some moral clause. They were trying to find any way to save some money and get that man out the door. Why does he want to be there? I just can't see it happening for the rest of the season.
He'll finish, Max, and the reason he'll finish is he's not going to allow us to tell him to leave. Think about it. He's a football coach.
Yeah,
he ain't about to just have us telling him what he needs to do.
Yeah. I don't think it's about us. I think that Shahid Khan is going to call that man. Yeah, yes. I don't think he's going
to
quit.
If he wants to just eat however much money it is, that's
know what I saw, though? I saw Khan in the statement say he has to regain our trust. To me, that's a warning shot. That's saying you're on probation right now.
Yeah.
You can't mess up again. And the thing, there it is. I've addressed this matter with Urban. Specifics of our conversation will be held in confidence. What I will say is his conduct last weekend was inexcusable. I appreciate Urban's remorse, which I believe is sincere. This is Shahid Khan, the Jaguars owner. But he went on to say that he has to do work to regain our trust. Now, to me, that says you can't mess up again, right? Mm. Urban can't help himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's only been a couple of months. It's been like five, six different things.
He got a bad
I wonder what it is that he will do next.
It's going to be something.
That's what I'm saying. Did you see
what
was trending the other day? It was him when he was on Fox. He gave his criteria for struggling teams. And he said, number one, trust issues. Number two, dysfunctional environment. Number three, selfishness. I'm like,
fit all those.
Those things come back to really haunt you.
Oh, I think he finishes the season as a head coach. I don't think that.
I guess you're right. Like, why if they haven't gotten rid of him yet? Like, what are they waiting for?
Maybe
he'll be on his best
come back.
Behavior.
They got the bye after the London game, right?
Mm-hmm. You could part ways with a coach. We saw it with Wilkes in Arizona after 1 year. They fired him and moved on to Cliff Kingsbury. They certainly could do it, but Urban Meyer's probably making so much money, and you know the owners.
Yep.
At the end of the day, I don't give a damn how much money they got. They're not trying to give anything away at all, at all. And Urban's probably getting a crazy amount of money. And so you look at it, I think he straightens up. He doesn't get himself caught up in anything again, at least this season. He just becomes a figurehead and hangs around and let the assistant coaches run everything.
Will he be back? You think he'll be back next year?
I think he will be, man.
Oh, I think he's different.
And the reason I say that is because, and I say us telling him anything, it's very difficult for him to continue to act the way that he's been acting and have us, and I say us, I mean like
media
types, talk and force him to do something. Yeah. He don't want that.
There's certain people that sometimes you meet where they're a little Teflon. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what you throw at them. Like, it doesn't bother them. They're going to figure it out on their own.
Because of the power they have. Quiet is kept. The Jaguars are getting a little better every week. Like, they almost won their last game, and they looked better than they had a couple weeks before that.
And think about it, too, though, Neek. We telling him he don't belong in the NFL, that's going to force him to want to stay even longer. Yeah. To prove, see, I can do it.
How will this play in the locker room? Urban Meyer said, on getting the team ready to play the Titans, quote, I don't believe that's in my court. The leaders on the team are going to make that decision. It depends on how much trust you have built up with them, how we structure everything this week, and focus on winning that game.
Okay. They had anonymous players saying that they didn't respect him before this. Right? That was the quotes that were...
Yeah, but I feel like you always got players not respecting coaches.
I mean, on a 53-man roster, you can find somebody that's going to anonymously say some stuff like that.
Well, you can't respect what he did at the beginning when he brought the strength.
Where will Aaron Rodgers play in 2022? Keyshawn had some thoughts. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.